This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You feel pretty good about the idea that either one of those defensive tackles, it's a really deep group there, or one of those pass rushers should be available. You have some quicker, smaller pass rushers like Donovan Ezriaku and Mike Green. You have some bigger edge guys like the Texas A&M kids and the Arkansas guy, Landon Jackson. You have some big, thick, stout, long interior guys. You also have some pass rusher types. So they kind of check off almost every box. I think the Bills, if I had to guess, would be looking more for like a Von Miller replacement and a Daquan Jones replacement. Maybe either short term or some point down the road for both. Both those positions are well stocked in this year's class.
Eric Edholm, NFL.com on the defensive line class. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. 9:30. We went under zero. No, the real Phil's minus two.
I saw that there's an MLS game today that could break the record for the coldest soccer game ever played in Kansas City. The forecast is minus 11.
Yikes. I would not go to that game.
And I guess they're planning to play.
Yeah, I would not go.
I mean, what happened to the ball? Wouldn't a soccer ball being kicked, wouldn't the cold be more impactful on that than like catching a football? Or at least football in general, because you could just hand it off. If you're trying to
kick a rock,
yeah, kick a corner, like you break your foot.
Not going to head that ball.
Yeah.
No way. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. I have been spending a lot of my time right now. I've replaced the part of my brain that stares at my fantasy football lineup.
Okay.
I'm having a really big week. It's really an exciting week for me because I'm getting a package delivered.
Oh,
a bed. Ordered a brand new bed.
Yeah.
Bed and frame and everything. So tracking that package. It's like I'm watching the win probability thing on the 75% to win this week. Check this out. All right. And then opening up the page 30 seconds later to see if it's moved.
Yeah.
Oh, this mattress is in Arizona. Hold on. Oh, it's in Texas. It's in Texas. We're getting there. The actual package has four pieces. There's the bed, there's the frame, there's the pillows. And yeah, I'm just excited. I'm excited for this new bed.
You're just following it state to state.
Yes. Keep opening up the email like, okay, manage your delivery.
Is there an estimated time that you could bet on? Will we be within 2 hours of the estimated time?
When I initially ordered, estimated delivery was today. And then I got pushed a couple of days. And now it says it's out for delivery, but another one says it's not. So it's just like playing fantasy football. Am I going to win? Am I going to bet? Do I get a bet today? Right. Is it Saturday? And I'm very excited.
I had a package that was the whole time I was watching the same thing, and it said estimated delivery Tuesday. Estimated delivery Tuesday by 9 p.m.
Yeah.
By the way, and Saturday it just showed up
3 days early.
Yeah, just showed up on Saturday.
Maybe I'll get a bed today.
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be exciting. Here's another one, scheduled Saturday. All right.
It's almost like when your food arrives too quick at a restaurant.
Yes.
Question like. I don't think this should have got here this quick. I don't know about this. Like that was kind of me getting this package 3 days early. Like, how did you do that?
Yeah.
I didn't pay for 1 day, 2 day shipping. I had to make sure I didn't pay for 2 day shipping for some reason.
We had an incident where we thought we had a package, like stolen porch pirate kind of situation. And then we found it 3 days later underneath a snowbank. Like, oh, it was just frozen to the ground. Yeah. Underneath stuff because, you know, it's been...
The wind could just take it away, honestly.
It's just been weather lately. The weather is weathering. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550, our phone number, Jeremy and Joe. It's, late February. We're only a month away from the sun setting at 7 p.m.
Sweet.
It's a month.
A month.
Does that make you feel better?
We are almost through it.
Yep.
Or February 19th. It could be worse. It could be December 19th. I was going through this and like, oh, we got 3 more months of this garbage.
Here's a question for you. Conspiracy, whatever. Did you see Joe Mixon and Will Anderson Jr. of the Texans? They were both fined for criticizing the officials in the divisional round.
I saw Mixon had it. He won the appeal.
Yes. So did Will Anderson Jr.
Okay.
So the NFL took back the fines for the players that criticized the officials.
Yeah, well, clearly they did that because they were correct, right? They were accurate. Huh? Mixon, though, there was more to that. Like, Anderson clearly, like, criticized the refs. The story on Mixon was they fined him for a quote he didn't say. Someone from the league misread a story at Sports Illustrated because the quote they used when describing why he was fined was a quote that former NFL receiver TJ Hushmanzada said. And they misread the story because Mixon didn't say it. There was another quote from Mixon later on that was way more tame. So what did the NFL do when they realized they fined him for a quote he didn't say? They changed the quote that they fined him for, which was not like critical at all. So they made a mistake on Mixon, and then instead of admitting their mistake, said, oh, no, you're not fine. They just said, oh, well, you're fine for this instead then.
Hmm.
So he won that appeal. Anderson, I'm surprised, won, though, because Anderson was like, wasn't he the one that after the game said that, like, oh, yeah, we're fighting two teams out
there?
He
said, yeah, playing against the refs.
So I'm kind of surprised maybe they rescinded that one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, of course, that means that he was right. They were playing two teams.
The NFL Today announced, we had this yesterday late in the show, that the Chargers were likely to be the team to host in Brazil, and they will be. The Chargers host in Brazil, which means Friday, the opening week, you got Thursday night, that'll be Eagles.
Yep,
Thursday night football. And then the Chargers play on Friday against one of these teams. So not divisional, right? Not going to be the division.
Right.
We'll take out the division. The teams they could play otherwise are the Texans, Colts, Eagles, Commanders, Steelers, and Vikings. I would eliminate the Colts and the Steelers because they're already going international. Steelers are going to Dublin, and the Colts, I believe, are going to Munich.
Okay.
But the Colts are going international. That leaves Eagles, won't be them. They're playing the day before.
Yep.
That leaves Commanders, Texans, Vikings. So I think the Commanders, the Texans, or the Vikings are going to Brazil. And I bet it's an AFC matchup.
Yeah, because I actually think Commanders is going to be the Thursday night game.
Against the Eagles.
Yeah, the opener.
So now you're down to Vikings and Texans. So I bet my bottom dollar right now, Chargers, Texans, Brazil on that Friday game.
I think we kind of just figured it out.
Isn't that it?
I think that makes, yes. That almost feels too easy, but I feel like, yeah. I mean, I guess it could be the Vikings, but.
Or it could be division if they decide they want to go. Division, but
I don't think they usually
give away a home game in the division.
Although,
so I think it's the Texans.
Do they have a team here who might say, yeah, actually, you know what? Rather than have Chief fans come in and take over our building because it's not really a home game for us anyway, we'll just go to Brazil.
Brazil? I mean, maybe.
If there was a team to do that with, it would be the LA Chargers.
Or the Titans.
But I would agree.
The Titans always give away their home tickets.
Yeah, I would bet. The favorite would be the Texans, then the Vikings, and then division.
Yeah,
in that order. And I think the Texans might be like more minus money to be that game. That's a fine game.
Chargers Texans to open up.
According to Bucky Brooks, they both have bigger Super Bowl windows than the Bills do.
This is true. He did say that.
So who's who between the Texans and the Chargers? One of those two teams will be great, right?
I would bet the Chargers are more likely to be great than the Texans right now. The Chargers have some continuity on their side, and the Texans are, what, starting over at offensive coordinator?
Yep.
And no Diggs, who, by the way, was really important for them, so they can replace him.
Or they could re-sign him, I guess.
That's right. They could.
Those are, to me, the two teams, though, right now that probably feel like, even if they're wrong, they probably feel like we have a quarterback that can jump up in that category with the top guys in the AFC. We just got to put it together.
Who would you rather have?
We've got the talent at quarterback to join the high rollers club.
That's a great. Who would you rather have, Stroud or Herbert? Who would you rather have?
I'd rather have Herbert. Yeah, I'd rather have Herbert
because of mobility. He doesn't use it as much.
I think he has on par with Allen, like the most talented arm in the league. He's not as mobile. He's more mobile maybe than Stroud, but he's not as mobile as obviously Allen or Jackson or even Mahomes. And I might have to wonder about him upstairs a little bit, right? Like, I know he didn't turn the ball over all year, but he had
three interceptions on the year and then four in the playoffs.
Right, but he's had his moments. He's had moments throughout his career. I mean, didn't he throw a bunch of picks when they blew a 27-point lead to the Jaguars in a playoff game?
Yeah.
So, like, I might have to wonder about him upstairs a little bit, but I would be tempted. If I was a team, Harbaugh's my coach, I'd be tempted to say, I just got to find the right coach and infrastructure, and I can make that dude one of the best quarterbacks in football because his arm is as talented as anybody. Like, it really is on par with Allen. He throws laser beams at a million miles an hour. He chucks the ball down the field when he needs to. He just, again, hasn't had himself the ability and the tools, I think, to put it all together.
Well, think about McConkey and how good McConkey was this year. Is that the best receiver that he's ever had?
I mean, he had Keenan Allen.
He had okay.
Both guys were slot receivers, by the way.
Mm-hmm. They need somebody on the outside.
Yeah, no, McConkey. Right, who's his best receiver. Like, he's got the big arm. One complaint I always had about them was the coordinator there, I don't remember his name, but he came from New Orleans with Drew Brees, which was like a check down short offense. Yeah. And that's what he did with Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Herbert's got this massive arm. They just never used it. They never brought in the guys to use it.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does a little,
bit. Does it come out? It sounds familiar.
But they never had that. Like, the Bills, at least.
No, I know.
We've seen Allen a couple times with an offense that can chuck it down the field. Herbert, you've really never seen it. So, and why? Because their best outside perimeter receiver, in addition to a coordinator that was used to screens and everything, who was the top receiver, is Mike Williams. He doesn't get open. You can throw a jump ball to him. So, yeah, I like Herbert. I think he is better than what his reputation is right now. I think there's a Chargers thing going on there. The Chargers are going to take your talented quarterback and they're going to chew him up and spit him out, and everyone's going to think he's a bum. They've been doing it for 35 years. All the way back to Fouts, maybe.
I think the Chargering is done.
What?
Had a terrible playoff game. But I think Chargering, Harbaugh,
I mean, it's tough to say they're done charging when they just chargered.
And they lost a playoff game with a bunch of turnovers. Like, what was, you know.
But that was the.
How is that different than what the Ravens did? Lost a playoff game. They lost a road playoff game.
Because you expect it from the Chargers. You maybe didn't expect it from the Ravens.
Yeah.
The Chargers are, I don't care what. They're the opposite of the Chiefs. I don't care how good what they did in the regular season. I know they're going to be different when the postseason shows up, right? And when you got confirmation of that, I'm not even saying it's right. I'm just saying it's defendable that they're going to charger until the
the
end.
That game, if you remember that game, 32-12, the Texans beat the Chargers and they intercepted Herbert four times. The Chargers were up 6-0 in that game. And if you were watching that game, you thought the Texans have never been more dead than dead. They are a disaster. And then a touchdown pass to C.J. Stroud kind of opened it up.
Yeah.
7-6. And from there, it was just, all right.
Well, then
it's ball game.
It was the pick six, wasn't it?
It was a pick six. 38-yard pick six.
Yep.
Yeah, it was nuts.
They're just hilarious. Even when I'm looking at the game chart right now. Even when they scored that touchdown, 86-yard touchdown.
Two-point conversion intercepted back the other way.
Yeah, the kicker tried to spike the ball on the ground. Like, that's the Chargers right there. Even when you thought they were about to turn it around, the kicker decides, I'm going to punch the ball to the ground up in the air, and they returned it for a two-pointer.
That was goofy. All right, we'll finish things up and pass it off to the Extra Point Show coming up in a moment here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.